Salochar is chayemis b'chala. It's like a chayim b'chala. V'yei nifselis b'tfuyayim, and a b'tfuyayim touch is over the compulsal. Tiber Rabbi Meir. For Rabbi Yehuda, these are words of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. However, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Poitra, they say, no, it's potem in a chala. So Rashi says, chayim b'chala b'lo yamrina, we don't say b'trum of pateris law, v'abagav the true men achayim b'chala, v'demas chayim b'chala. My time in the moon is only the rabbanon no. The midrash the chal betray bottles. Mid the rice the time of the truma is bottle. So therefore, since the midrash is so chulin, therefore the sfera is chayi bechala. But then if it would have been real truma, we put them in a chala. But then we hold chayevus bechalam because midrash the time of the truma is bottle arrive. And therefore, it's only the rabbanon, and therefore it's chayevus bechala. And then the seller doesn't become possible, but tfuya on the same sfera because midrash the truma is bottle arrive doesn't become possible. These are the words of Rabbi Meir Yehuda. However, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon holds not potrim in a chala. So what's about this? So Ru, we thought like this. They were holding up Memzai number Aleph now. So Ru, we thought like this. That man, the Yom Truma, the Uraisa, whoever is Truma, this man is the Uraisa, the Chal is also the Uraisa. Or man, the Yom Truma, the Rabbanan, the Chal is the Rabbanan. So like this. The Yom Bishlem, the Sub Rabbi Yosi. Chal is man is there, the Rabbanan, it's very good. Is also the Mu, the Rabbanan, the Mavka, the Chal is the Rabbanan, since the Chiv Chal is only with the Rabbanan anyway. And yet this the Mu, with the Rabbanan, this Truma that's fell in is not bottled, with the Rabbanan. Therefore it has the shame Truma on it, therefore it's Potem in a Chala. That's very good, Rabbi Yosi, you Potem in a Chala. But Ella, buddy, if you want to tell me that Chalad Yiraisa, that Chalad Yiraisa, that's a Kashan of Yaisi, also the Mood Rabbanan, the Mask of Chalad Yiraisa, how could it be this? The Mood is only the Rabbanan. No, it's Mid Yiraisa, the Truma that falls into this dough is bottom arrive. It's only Mid Rabbanan that it's also. It's only Mid Rabbanan that it's Truma. Sakura, the Rabbanan, the Katruma, part of the Chi of Chalad Mid Yiraisa. Samura says no. The Duma may be really sorry, Yaisi holds that Truma Bisman is attack is the Yiraisa. And really, the chal is only the rabbanin. So could be it's not only the bezer. Maybe truma b'zman is there, tak is the raisa. The kedusha shniya is not botla. But still, chal is only the rabbanin. Why is that? Ukadahan de rafuna bread rabishua. Like he answered back, the yom rafuna bread rabishua. Ashkach tim le rabbanin found the rabbanin the bay rav. In the rabbis of Medrash, the yasvi come, they sit down and say like this. That afilu leman the yom truma b'zman is there, the rabbanin. Even one said, the truma b'zman is there, the rabbanin. But chal the raisa. That's what one man the yom said. That chala is not telling kedusha or it's still chayiv in midiraisa. Shere sheva shekiv shere sheva shechoku. There's chayiv bechala, but there's chayiv b'maisa. That's one svara. That the first 14 years the Klai Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, the seven they were conquering and serving of chaluka. So then it was not chala the kedusha yet. So they put them in atruma, but still the chayiv in chala. So you see, chala is not telling kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. That's all the mitzvah is being in Eretz Yisrael. So that's one svara. But it says, Rabbi Huni answered back and said, no, v'yamina lehu ano, I would say like this, that afilu l'man diyam truma b'zman is there the raisa, even if you want to say no, that truma b'zman is there the raisa, the kedusha shniya was leibotla. Still, he also swore a chalud rabbonin, chalud could only be with rabbonin b'zman is there. That's from Yesi Svara. What's the reasoning? The Tanya will learn like this, Ayi b'vayachim, the Apostle says b'vayachim, by mice, by chalud when you come into Eretz Yisrael. Yoch, I would have thought to say, Mishenichnus solo shnai, Misholosh Mraglim, and two or three Mraglim come into Eretz Yisrael, right there in the Chayiv and Chala. Talmud it says, No, Bavayachem, Loshna Bevias Kulchem, or Mativ, Le Bevias Mixaschem, that when you Chayiv and Chala, only a whole Klaiyasol, a word Klaiyasol, is in Eretz Yisrael. The Chayasiknu Ezra, like Kula Solak, whenever they went up to Eretz Yisrael the second time, he did not go up with the whole Klaiyasol. Therefore, you put them in a Chala. Therefore, could be Rabbi Yosef Taka holds that Bizman is there, Trum is the Yeraisa Taka. Because Dusha Shniya was Leibotla. Therefore, Trum is Chamed Yeraisa. And just as I saw, the reason why you put them in a Chala over here is because Chala is only with the Rabbanin. Because you need Vias Kulchem to Mechayiv in Chala. Therefore, since in the Rabbanin, the Trum is not Botla, so therefore it has a shame Trumer on it. Therefore, no Trum is put them in a Chala, therefore you put them in a Chala over here. But according to this, it could come out that Rabbi Yosef holds really that Trum of Bizman is there, the Yeraisa. So how could Rabbi Yosi say before that a cotton mufla samagliish he can make truma? And l'mayim the pshat is the maskon is that about the we old mufla samagliish is midiraisa. That midiraisa when a boy when he's 12 years old and one day if he makes a neder and makes truma and he knows what he's doing it's chal midiraisa. So if it was good what Rabbi Yosi before said that it's mufla samagliish when he makes truma tak is chal. Even though we hold that truma bizman is there is midiraisa. Now the Mishnah says, Moshol, Moshol HaChom B'Isha. That the Chomim spoke about how an Isha develops, and they gave an example like this. there it's called Pogo, then it's called the Boichum, then it's called Vitzomel. These are three stages how an Isha, a girl, it grows. First, Pogo, that means an unripe fig. Then Boichum, that's a fig like its early ripening stage. And then Vitzomel, that's called a ripe fig. So like this, Pogo means unripe. The Mishnah says, Oido Tinoike, she's still a young girl, nothing's developed yet. That's called an unripe fig. Rashi says they mean Shein lo simin loy bedotim, she has no simon, not by her breasts, and loy bisar, not by her hair. Then the next thing is a boichel. So Rashi said that's keshapri godik sas, when the priest starts to grow a little bit. So the Mishnah says elu yamei naris. That's this mom which comes to Nara when she's 12 years old till 12 and a half. So Mishnah says bezu bezu by both of them. Omru, that's halacha. It was said that Avia, the father of this daughter, is Akoy b'mitzvah Yosef. She finds anything, the mitzvah goes to the father. For Ma'is Yodev, she does any work, the paycheck goes to her father. Or Aforos Nedorev, she makes a neder, the father can be made for it. That's Kozuman, she's a Nara. What's going to be Tzomal? That's when she becomes ripe. We'll soon see what those simonim are. And then Kivan Shabog, when she comes to Begeris, that's usually when she's 12 and a half years old. Then Shuv Ein Levi Rishus, but then the father has no more Rishus over. Then the Metzias the Ma'is Yadayim belongs to herself. Now Ezel Simon, what's the sign to say that she's a Begeris already? What's the mark? So Rabbi Yosef Liliyoyna Mishiyala HaKomet. Rabbi Yosef Lili says, when there appears like a wrinkle, Tachas Adad, underneath the breast, like the breast starts to form, like fold over a little bit, like there's a wrinkle underneath the breast. That's the Simon of a Begeris. Rabbi Akiva Voima Mishayatu Adon. Akiva says no. When they start to hang down, when the breast starts to hang down, that's a simon of a Begeris. Ben Azi says, Ben Azi Yomer Mishayashchem HaPitumas. He says when the darkening of the ring around the nipple, like when it darkens there, that's a simon she's a Begeris. Rabbi Yosi Yomer Kadesh Yenoisen Yodi Aloikit, like a person puts his hands on the nipple. Vahushakayan, it sinks in. Vishayalakhsar, and it slowly rises out again. That's a simon when she's a Begeris. That's the simon of Lashon HaMishnah. That's called a Tzemel. Now the Gemara says, Pogo. What's this Lashon of like a Pogo, an unripe fig? Oidatinoikis. Can you see the Pasuk says, Hateinu Chanto Pageo? Like the fig tree puts four green figs. That's unripe figs. Boichel, the Mishnah says that's the beginning of the ripening stage. Elu yimei hanorim, because now, like we learned, hatenim, these figs, misha yavchilu, when they start to ripen, that's the locha, that's when the chayiv emaisa. Misha yavchilu, b'yom rav alachon rabbi omarav, misha yalben roshayim, when the top of it starts to become ripen, the top of it becomes, the tips of it grow white. If you want, mehoch in this pasuk, fatik sonav shibehem, that his soul became impatient of them, of the gam nafsho b'chol b'cholo, and the word in his soul also became hating of it, because loshen of b'cholo, loshen of what ripe, b'cholo bay. Then it says tzemel, command the yoma yotzamaleya, where it says loshen of tzemel, that means that come forth completely. That's like a ripe fig. Then it says, V'yezel simon, Rabbi Yosef Liliyom, Mishiyah la'akomet, when it starts to have a wrinkle over there. Omar Shmuel, so Shmuel says like this, Loi Mishiyah la'akomet mamish, not that the mamish appears a wrinkle over there, Ela k'dei she'tachsa yodeh li'achareh. For rather means to say, when putting her hands behind her, then veneeros kimishiyala kometakatadad. Then it looks like there's a wrinkle beneath the breasts. Because that's enough. Because you have to like put her hands behind herself. Then it looks that way. That's enough. So more so like this. Shmuel bodik biyamse. Shmuel examined his own slave. For yoyiv lo dalet zuzi to mei boishtor. He checked her to see if she has simon naris. Even though he embarrassed her, so he had to pay her 400 zuz for the embarrassment. Mora says, Shmuel, the time of Shmuel goes on his own. Tam Yom Shmuel, Shmuel says, Liyolim Bem Tavoidu, that you always have a right to work with them. It means, Lavoidu Nasatim Lola Busha. They're only given to work and not to give them embarrassment. So if we had to pay them for the embarrassment that he gave them. Something more says Shmuel miyachod lehen. Rashi says it means Shivchaisov miyachod lanosh mavodiv. He used to set aside his shivcha to a special slave. V'yena mafkiru mishum boishis. He didn't suppose to mafkiru not to be mavayishtem, mishum boishis. So rather, used to have each one have their own separate, like a male to live with. Rav Nachman Machler, Rav Nachman now changed him around. Rashi says, Shal zeh bezeh v'yena makbid al b'shosan. Nachman was a makbid to mavayish his own slaves, his own shivchas. He let her live one night with this every woman of a different effort. Rav Shesh is mosel him liyarv. Rav Shesh give him over to Arvid, to the Arovim, to the Arabs. Rashi says, Mavke shivchas l'avoyim. V'nei ben istam noy the meaning of the hefker. As long as they became pregnant, they'll have more slaves because of that. For Yomalu, as do with me Israel. You should just tell like his shvachas, be careful not to live with the Jews. As long as they're living with another guy, it didn't bother them. He was a mafka them. The equal was that they should become pregnant, so they'll have more more avodim. Rabbi Yossi, remit mishnas on Rabbi Yossi shir. Tell the last year you put in the ukitz and it goes in. So we ask the question, my ukitz. What does the mishnah mean to say you put your hands on the ukitz? So Mora says, Omar Shmuel Ukso Shodad. It means like the nipple of the breast. You press down over there, if it stays down a while, that's a simon, she's a bagaris. Tell Rabbonim, Eilu Hein Simoni Bagaris. These are the simonim that say she's a bagaris, that she's already gedola completely, she's 12 and a half years old. And she has these simonim. Reb Lezer, Reb Tzedek Reimer, Misha Yiskash Shishku Hadodim. When the breast like begin to shake, that's the simon that she's a bagaris. He says no. When the top of the nose grows white, when it turns white, as kunalo, she's very old. That's not a good age to say she's a bagaris. That's a much older stage. And the rat like this, some ravashi mishiyachsel rosh hachoitim. Means when it starts to split, when the Rosh, I'm not sure what the Rosh HaChoyta means, Rosh of the nose, when the size of it means Mashiach Li Nokev, Kishira Kishimafutsum, Stamas goes back on the Dodim over here, Rosh HaChoyta Tayy says, Pirish HaKunshu is a Sophic, to Lo Yisparish, doesn't say clear what it means. Tayy here also means, Dumi Didad, Gavidad Lekha Lefush Yochim, Mashapirish Biyeswik. So kids, when it starts to split over there, that's the Simon to say she's a Bagaris. Rabbi Yossi Yomi Mishatakif Watara. Rashi is the means Shagod Lukitz, like the nipples grew wide already. Viyavu Mukaf Atara goes around its Atara. Shiura, that's a simin that says she's a Bagaris. Narab Shimonoima Mishenismayich. Mishenismayich.